Strong West Michigan Partnership for Children, celebrating a three-year contract to maintain the region's child welfare programs. Important conversation to have with you, Sonia Norman, CEO with WMPC. Good morning, Sonia.
Good morning. Thank you, Shelley. I'm so happy to be with you this morning.
Appreciate you as well and important job you and yours have. Let's get right into having you tell us what the West Michigan Partnership for Children is all about and who you serve.
Absolutely. So West Michigan Partnership for Children was created over 5 years ago by the community. So leaders in Kent County, the state, legislators, and private partners all decided they really wanted better outcomes for children and families that experience foster care in Kent County. And so we were started as a pilot. And our pilot actually ends this next month, September 30. And then, like you said, we have a three-year contract now with the state that starts on October 1st. We serve all children and families that are removed and placed into foster care in Kent County. Since we've started, we've oversaw the placement and outcomes for approximately 2,000 children.
Thank you for that. Every life matters. What does it mean to serve as the, well, I'll say the administrator of Kent County's foster care system?
So we have a contract with the state of Michigan, and we receive referrals for every child that is placed through Kent County court system into foster care. And then we work with five foster care providers, and we then work with them on determining the best placement for children, which first would always be relatives. So the department is always looking for relatives, and if they are not able to find them, then we will continue that effort because it is really important for us that children stay with families. So we also are the fiduciary, so we pay for services, both for parents and children, as well as to the agencies to administer and to actually provide the direct foster care service. And then we look at outcomes. We ensure that families get services. We actually create programs. And so that's an exciting part of what we can do in our community is we're very creative and collaborative, and we want to hear from our stakeholders, our partners. We work really hard together to develop and fill gaps in terms of what's not available in the service array. And so we're able to do that within our innovative pilot and now moving forward within our contract.
Wonderful. And tell me more about the local organizations you actually partner with.
Of course. So these will be familiar to most of your listeners, I believe. Bethany Christian Services and D.A. Blodgett St. John's, Catholic Charities West Michigan, Samaritas and Wellspring Lutheran Services, they provide all of the foster care case management. They license all of the foster homes and do the adoptions for children who are not able to return home safely. Our goal is always to, first off, to return children to their families. We really value reunification. We want our children, they do best with their families. And so we work really hard with our partners who all have the same philosophy, where reunification is first and keeping kids with families. So we're excited that they continue to work hard. Even during this pandemic, it's been a challenge in lots of ways, but they're really committed to making sure that our children receive the best service.
Thanks for that, Sonia Norman, with us, CEO, West Michigan Partnership for Children. You mentioned you've been in this role under this pilot program for a couple of years. Talk to me again about a success or two.
Absolutely. So one thing that we're really proud of, we've worked with the local county, and we actually have 30% fewer children that are in foster care since we started in 2017. In addition, our children are safer. There's been 85% reduction of incidence of maltreatment in care, which is very important to us because we want our children to be safe while they're in foster care. And then another really important facet of our program is to ensure our children stay in either relative homes or in foster homes and not spend time in institutional care if at all possible. And we've actually had our youth spend 53% fewer days in institutional or residential care. And we work really hard to ensure that happens. We've also implemented enhanced foster care, which is a unique service that only Kent County has. Currently, and we've supported over 373 youth through that program, and that really helps our children and our caregivers get the additional support so they can actually stay in the community and or be brought back to the community. The state actually thought that program was so good that they're actually piloting that in Southwest Michigan starting in fiscal year 23 as well. Another really important facet to our work with our partners is we've launched investments in race equity and inclusion initiatives in foster care. We have a disproportionate number of children of color in foster care. That's a nationwide concern, and we're addressing that in Kent County by adding different elements to our foster care partner contracts. We're working on developing additional trainings and teaming around making sure that we're addressing all of the cultural needs that children have in foster care. And we're just always excited to partner with the community in that effort as well.
Thank you for that. Where do we go to learn more about all of this and help as we need?
Well, you could definitely go to our website, which is wmpc.care, which is C-A-R-E, which is a little bit different. And you can learn about all of our organizations there, our programs. And also, if there are listeners who might be interested in becoming a foster parent to help care for one of these youth, there's information also on our website there. And again, that is wmpc.care.
All right. Keep up the good and necessary work. Sonia Norman, CEO, West Michigan Partnership for Children. All right. We'll talk again, I'm sure. Thank you.
Thank you for having me.